Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. It's time for an update on the entrepreneurial activity in South Carolina. John Swamp Fox Warner is co-founder of Concepts to Companies and founder and CEO of the Swamp Fox Facebook page. He joins us by phone now from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. John, welcome back to the show.
Hi, Mike.
So tell us what's showing up on your radar this week in the swamp.
Mike, mobility is a big issue in South Carolina. You know, we have a pretty significant automotive manufacturing community here. And for a few years, I had a conference called Intermobility, really inspired by some folks at Michelin who encouraged me to focus on the reinvention of the automobile. And this was 5 or 6 years ago that we kind of got this started. And one of the things that we ran into was the kinds of facilities we have in the state are manufacturing facilities. They're not really the R&D and the innovation corporate headquarters of a lot of these automotive-related companies. And it just kind of became difficult over time to sustain that here. I mean, we were actually pulling people out of New York and Silicon Valley, but not getting a lot of participation locally. There was an organization in Michigan that was very complimentary with what we were doing, and it's called Mobi. And in the last week, Mobi's announced that they're not going to continue going forward either. So this idea of disruptive innovation, it's really big if you can make it work, but it's really, really hard, isn't it?
And so what do you suppose is unique with these efforts in the automotive industry? These efforts are succeeding in other industries, right?
Well, I think part of what we need to do is to find some use cases where things like automated vehicles solve a problem existing kind of vehicles don't. There's a lot of conversation in South Carolina still about being a leader in this kind of thing. In fact, the Automotive Summit coming up has some innovation topics built into it. And oftentimes, I think people visualize something like a shared autonomous vehicle being on a public road in the traffic with personal gas-powered vehicles. And that's usually a really bad way to try to introduce a disruptive technology into the market. But what you need to find is an application where the status quo solution isn't good enough. So an example in Greenville would be there's an old rail corridor that north of town has been developed into a walking biking trail. It's called the Swamp Rabbit Trail. But south of town, this corridor is still there. There's a lot of undeveloped land on either side of this corridor because it was a rail line. And, you know, if you could develop a dedicated routeway and have shared autonomous vehicles that went along this five-mile stretch, basically from downtown Greenville to ICAR, you know, you could have a whole community of apartments and condos and retails and restaurants. Imagine with your phone and calling the autonomous vehicle, it comes, picks you up, you know, takes you to a restaurant a mile away. Then when you get out, you call it back and it takes you home. And there's a good example of where there is no access to this land otherwise. This would be a novel way. Now, you know, if you could make it work on this dedicated routeway at either end of it, you know, you've got a last mile problem. So once you get to the end of the dedicated routeway, you have to make it throughout the city, or you have to make it the ICAR end on their campus. And so basically you would start to edge out in competing with the more established solution. But it wouldn't be, you're not doing this, you know, head on. You know, I think we've got to find these kind of use cases where we can pick something, you know, build a solution around it, make it successful, and then expand it out from there.
So, John, it sounds like you've put a lot of thought into this. Are you talking to people in the industry in the upstate, to politicians? Is this something that's on the actual drawing board for you?
Well, it's definitely a Swamp Fox kind of idea, isn't it? I mean, where Swamp Fox came from was, you know, Francis Marion did different when he fought, you know, Lord Cornwallis. And so, yeah, I have been talking to politicians and people in the industry and about, you know, us finding, you know, a use case that's different than the established status quo of how cars are being used. It's tough. You know, it's tough for people to pick something. I mean, people resist kind of the discipline of picking a project. There's just so much, you know, that can be done. But it's the right way to approach it, and hopefully we'll begin to gel around a particular idea here soon.
And, John, how's the business calendar looking for our listeners?
Well, there's a lot of stuff, Mike. Georgetown has a contest where they're trying to win $500,000 competing against some other states. Innovate Carolina's coming up. We mentioned the Automotive Summit coming up. And then the Innovation Lunch in Greenville is held. There's an entrepreneurial forum down in Columbia that's coming up. So lots of things that listeners can find at our Facebook page.
John, thanks a lot for your time.
Thanks, Mike.
John Warner is co-founder of Concepts to Companies and the Swamp Fox Facebook page. We will have links to both posted at our website, southcarolinapublicradio.org. Just click on podcasts, and there we are with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.